Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily after receiving the prayers and instruction on Turning Point Audio. Read the short Bible study in the Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer booklet and then the guideline on how to read the entire Bible through once a year. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your telephone, and you can do a yearly or a monthly subscription. To subscribe or renew your subscription, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Now open your hand for today's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Today is the last day in the month. Not just the last day, but day 29 in February, a leap year. A leap year happens once in 4 years. February 29 will not come again until 2028. Let me use this to pray for you. Open your hand to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God will bless you extra today. As we have an extra day today, once in 4 years, God will quadruple your blessings and connect you to the blessings of favor. Your favor will be multiplied 4 times. Your enlargement, your joy, your financial turnaround, your turnover, your profit shall be multiplied 4 times. Yesterday, we did a prophetic action of leaping forward. Let's do it again today. Today is actually the day for the leap year date. If you are ready on your feet, or if you can stand up where you are, take a leap forward 3 times. A gentle jump forward, and each time declare, I'm moving forward. I'm making progress. I'm changing levels. Yes, that is it. You will enjoy unusual strange progress in all you do in the new month. We have a practice of sowing a gift seed to someone on the first day of the month, a gift of choice. So look for anything around you in the house, or you can even buy maybe a recharge card of any value, food item, raw or cooked, clothing materials, a booklet, anything. Give to someone that God will lead you to. And as you do, pray and say, God, I have faith for multiple blessing returns, and God will answer you. Listeners, this is your lifting season. March is for marching forward. As we step out of the old man to the new, God will shift things in your favor to bless you. I see 300 waiting mothers get pregnant in the month of March. I see 150 TPGF members receiving their promotion letters. Another 380 receiving their appointment letter. 120 members, your immigration issues shall be finally settled this month. You will get your papers. I prophesy to the lives and situations of all genuine, committed, and devoted TPGF members. The grace of God behind this commission will be working for you openly. You will never know a down moment. You will never know a better yesterday. Whatever you have lost or missed is coming back in the month of March. Say amen, I receive it. February 29th, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed, be lifted. May God give you a special birthday gift you will remember forever. Happy birthday. Today is day 4 of our teachings through question and answers method. From tomorrow to Sunday, we will share testimonies. Then come Monday, March 4, we will do a 1 week of personal intensive prayers. The good thing is, in all these varieties, God kept pouring his blessing on us. God is good to us in this family. First issue today, good morning, Turning Point Global. Please, Pastor, how many times will somebody pray over a request before God will answer her? Wow, I have spoken many times on how to get God's answers to our prayers. Let me just run over it very quickly today. I think I have to write a whole book on this subject. Number one, locate your prayer request in God's word. We will say Google to find the relevant Bible verses that promise you what you are asking from God. God will not answer what his word did not promise us. He said, according to my word, command ye me. Number two is purpose. Identify your life's purpose. That means, what did God create you to achieve in life? your purpose, your vision, your dream, or your life's passion. All those things I mentioned, they mean the same thing. Why am I born? And what am I born to achieve? Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed thee, I knew thee. While you are yet in your mother's womb, I've separated thee and ordained thee a prophet to the nation. That was specifically for Jeremiah. Galatians chapter 1 verse 15, Paul the apostle said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, separated and called by grace. This is what many people miss or they are ignorant of before praying to God. If your prayer request is Bible supported and your prayer request is to fulfill your God-given purpose on earth, there will be no delay at all. And should there be any reason for God not to give you that thing immediately, then through the Holy Spirit's voice or some other means, God will make you know. We are the reasons for most of our unanswered prayers, not God. Let me give you one more scripture. Please read it. James chapter 4 verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, but you ask amiss, which means ask wrongly, to consume it on your lust, L-U-S-T, selfish desires, not God's purpose for you. May God help us to understand the scriptures. Next, good morning, Daddy. Concerning the woman from another tribe that had issue of omugwo with her husband and his family. It is very unfortunate they are using her ignorance of the Igbo culture to terrorize her. I am Igbo, and omugwo is done by the mother of the wife, not the mother of the husband. If her mother is no more, her sister or near relative will come. It is only in the absence of all this that her mother-in-law can come if they are friends. But as you said, let her endure. Wow. Thank you so much for this enlightenment on an Igbo culture. I believe we have all learned from it. Next, good morning, sir. Daddy mentioned Mark 23, verse 23, when referring to Jesus' comment on tithe. The book of Mark does not have up to 23 chapters. I believe Daddy wanted to mention Matthew 23, verse 23. Thank you, sir. Wow, you are right. Thank you for drawing my attention to this. If you know the pressure under which Daddy do this scripting and recording, you will pity Daddy. Thank you. I like people diligently following these messages to even notice error or a slip of tongue. Thank you. Oh yes, the correct passage is Matthew 23, verse 23, as you rightly pointed out. Next. Hello, sir. I need some clarification. Pastor Femi Emmanuel responded to a question on tithe today. Among the blessings of a tithe, he listed crown of glory. Actually, it was his number 5 point. What relationship between tithing and crown of glory do we buy salvation? Does it mean that a non-tither will not go to heaven? For record, sir, I am an unrepentant and an incurable tither. Regards. Wow. Thank you for this question. No, not at all. Paying tithe is not what will take a believer to heaven. Neither is not paying tithe is what will take an unbeliever to hell. It is salvation in Christ and remaining so in good relationship with God till death or when the trumpet shall sound, whichever calls forth. We cannot buy salvation. It is by grace, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Neither do we buy any God's blessings. God's blessings are not for sale, but sir or man. There is a reward for someone when we get, for all of us, for believers, when we get to heaven. There are too many Bible passages to support this. Revelation 22 verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my rewards are with me, to give to everyone according to how his work shall be. Hebrews 11 6. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. Godliness is profitable. It has a reward here on earth and in the hereafter. I can go on and on. Please, according to the Bible, there are two judgment seats in heaven. The judgment seat of God for the unbelievers and the judgment seat of Christ for reward for believers. There is soul winner's crown. There is victor's crown. There will also be reward and crowning for those that contributed to kingdom enlargement here on earth. That is where Titus and Caesar's come in. It is not bribing. It is reward for service. Let us all of us live for God and labor well for him here on earth. Our blessings and our reward await us in heaven. Is it clear now? Thank you. Please forward this to all on your contact and do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos, as announced yesterday. Two services will run today, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain today is anointing for deliverance. Deliverance, spirit, soul, and body. Deliverance from sicknesses, diseases, nightmares, oppression, depression, poverty, delay, denial, barrenness, all affliction. TPDF members in and around Lagos, come early to secure a seat. We don't do this all the time. In fact, this is the first time we are doing anointing for deliverance on Prayer Mountain. So please don't mix it. Come for total deliverance. Anointed mantle shall be given out free for praying and doing miracle. Come and collect yours. Come in your TPGF kit, the full kit, t-shirt, face cap, and wristband. Same two services we hold simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and New York. TPGF members in all these cities, please be there. It will bless you. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So connect. For more information, call Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, your vows, the seed of 2222, you can see the 2222 today. From tomorrow, we scale up to seed 3333. Many people have even started doing their own. Glory be to God. It's working for us. It will work. If you want us to send you the commission's account for your tithing and all other seed, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account, including the PayPal detail, to +234-809-789-4000. I prophesy on everyone today, the power of God is taking you from the old month to the new month. March will open for you early. You will march forward steadily in progress. No evil will happen near you or your brothers. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.